Sure. So the first step was to do the mapping itself, which we've accomplished and are now filling in additional years. So now how do you use the information? And it can be used in a variety of ways. And many times I tell people, you know, we'll do the mapping for you, but you know your industry best. And so the Almond Board of California has posed a number of questions to us, such as, you know, we've grown in our acreages in the state. That's not a mystery. But where have we grown, and what was on that ground prior to us growing? And many times people kind of misunderstand, and our analysis indicates that that ground was previously irrigated 96% of the time, and only 4% of the time did that growth occur in an area that was not previously irrigated. So that's a really interesting conclusion for the Almond Board in their messaging and managing understanding of water use by almonds, for example. You know, another application that we've done for the Almond Board, they said, okay, now you have everything mapped. We know where all the almond orchards are from 2 acres in size and larger. Can you now tell us how old each of those orchards are? So we performed what we call an age analysis, and we looked backwards in time at images until those images told us that that was bare ground and not an orchard anymore. And so age analysis is a very interesting thing with regards to drawing conclusions for things like carbon sequestration or biomass accumulation in general, or yield or projections for yield or projections for crop production. So there's a multitude of conclusions that can be drawn from this mapping, but you got to have the base map to begin with to be able to draw those conclusions, and the Almond Board has done that. It's a very proactive way that they've decided to kind of shift from tabular information to a spatial solution.